Hey guys, how are you all doing? If you're new here, welcome. My name is Crazy Ken, and I am boiling up, actually. I don't know if body temperature is like TMI for some people, but no, I was recording the last episode in my office, and I closed up the doors and everything to make sure the sound was, you know, good, and I accidentally left the heat turned on to like 76 degrees. So I didn't stop. I wanted to keep talking, so I just suffered through the whole recording, and it's now really freaking hot in here, but we're cooling down now, so no big deal. So anyway, I wanted to stay in the past a bit for this next episode on No Cameras Allowed and talk about my first editing experience, like how my video editing started, because as a lot of YouTubers may know, you gotta know how to edit video. Because a lot of times when you start, you're going to be doing it all by yourself. In fact, I still am a one-man band, I'd say 99% of the time. So you're writing, you're acting, you're shooting, you're editing, you're publishing, you're doing it all. And the editing is really, really important. And it's important to not just know the technical stuff, like how do you cut stuff in a program, but editing is a form of writing. It's a form of storytelling. So it's important to know how to edit things in a way that conveys certain emotions and tells stories a certain way. Like I said, it's like a form of writing. Instead of writing with words, you're writing with film, you know, words spoken out loud in motion picture, and you cut it up. So editing is important to learn when you want to dive into video stuff. And I dove into that before I dove into a lot of the other aspects of video. And that maybe explains why I like the post-production process so much. There's many parts of the video making process that intrigue me. But post-production by far is my favorite. And I comically say it's like I get to play God with time, you know, because you get to control time in a way. You can speed things up, slow things down, cut around certain things. You know, you can cut sentences up and cut scenes up to make a certain character look smarter or dumber. Like, the editor really is the unsung hero of filmmaking. It's totally true. So it's kind of cool how much power we can have. But yeah, in reality, if you're a newer editor, even if you're not on YouTube or whatever, like, I understand what it's like for you to go through what you're going through. It can be hard. But hey, I love helping people. I love using my life experiences to help people. So if you need help with editing, whether it's storytelling or just technical stuff, feel free to at me at The Computer Clan on Twitter. That's usually the quickest way to get a hold of me. Like outside of the YouTube comments section, because you know there's a lot of YouTube comments, as you can imagine. Or you can email me if you go to thecomputerclan.com. Contact info is right on there as well. So this is how it started for me. When I was like maybe in fifth or sixth grade, I think sixth grade, I would use my father's video camera. It was a VHS compact video camera. And I would film little movies with my friends. You know, we would film skits and stuff like that. But boy, we had to get it right because I had no way to edit that stuff. We had to film stuff very linearly and we couldn't F up. If we had to redo a scene, we would rewind and record over it. And on a technical level, that wouldn't be a very clean method of doing things because the way consumer tape worked, it didn't have a certain track that helped record time properly. So if you recorded over certain parts, you might get like a jump of static switching scenes, but like, you know, in the professional tape world, there's like certain technology that helps prevent that from happening. But anyway, we're talking about a consumer camcorder. So we would film those little skits, but I had no way to edit. So at the time, my family was using a Windows PC as our daily driver, and I thought nothing of it. I was young and not really into technology. I didn't know the difference between like a Mac and a PC. It was what it was. But then later, the PC kept having some problems. Hardware was failing. We were getting viruses on it. You know, we decided to go back to the Mac. So my parents bought the family. It was an early 2006 or late 2006. It was whatever iMac came out before they went to the aluminum design. It was one of the 2006 Intel iMacs. And I was blown away by it. At first, I looked at it and I was like, "What? Where's the tower?" You know, because like my traditional PC had a tower and a monitor, but this was an all-in-one, something Apple was known for years. They've been doing all-in-ones for decades. And I was intrigued by how beautiful this computer was. But what intrigued me even more was how easy it was to use the operating system. I was not a techie at the time, but I was able to discover and use things in the Mac OS way easier than with Windows. Like, I used Windows as my daily driver for years, and I didn't even know there was movie-making software on it. But on the iMac, there was this cool graphical thing at the bottom called the dock that had all of these pictures of icons and stuff, and one of these things was a movie clacker, you know, a film slate, and it was called iMovie. It was right there, right in front of me, just calling out to me, you know? So I click on it, and up comes this iMovie program, and I click around a little bit, and there's this button that says record with iSight. So, like, Apple made it super easy. The software was right there, and there was a camera built into the computer. I could just film myself right into the computer. So I click this button, the green light turns on, and the camera is now recording me, and the microphone is recording my audio. And again, this is me being like 13 years old. I'm thinking, this is the coolest thing ever. So I don't remember the first thing I recorded, but I remember being able to record it, and the footage would go down into this timeline, and I'd be like, wow, I can like manipulate it and do things with it. And I was really happy to figure that out, because in middle school, we had two of those smaller white iMacs. I had no idea what they were. I really didn't. But some of the students would use them to make videos. And when we played the videos to the class, and there would be like titles popping up, I was like, holy, what? How did you get a title to pop up on your video? I had no idea how that was done. We may take that for granted nowadays, but you know, whatever. This was like 13-year-old me, and it was like, actually, I was probably 12. Yeah, I was probably 12, 2007, whatever. Yeah, this was cool stuff to me. So now I have this iMac, and I can do this stuff. I can cut up the video. I can put text in there. I can put these effects and black and white filters and all this stuff on there, and I can just record myself right into the computer. I thought, it was the coolest thing ever. So maybe if I dig through my archives enough, maybe I'll post some stuff on Twitter later of like some early iMovie stuff I used to do. But now that I think about it, it's very similar to what I do now. I remember making explainer videos that talked about how stuff works, like the elements on the periodic table, or like how like a computer fan worked, or stuff like that. Like,
neutron, same mass as a proton, but no electric charge. It is also in all atomic nuclei.
I would make explainer videos talking about how things work, and in a way, I do that now. I mean, the Crazy Ken's Tech Talk show, one of the big things I do on there is I explain how concepts work, or like the history behind a piece of technology, obviously with much higher production value and budget than I did back when I was 12. But, you know, it's kind of where it started from. It started from me doing this stuff, you know, on my little iMac and whatever. So in terms of like early stuff, I don't remember what the first thing was that I recorded. But one of the earliest things I recorded was something I called Comedy World. It was a little sketch show that I recorded with my buddy. And we would just sit at the desk with the iSight camera, and we would record ourselves like doing stand-up comedy. I'm using mega air quotes with my fingers right now.
So who invented the iPhone? You or Thomas Jefferson?
Crikey, mate! It's an iPhone!
And we would record those things and call it Comedy World. I should maybe reach out to him. Maybe I should have him on the show. That would be kind of cool to talk to him on the show here. I haven't actually seen him in a couple years, but anyway, we would do these little bits, and sometimes we would just be stealing stuff from Saturday Night Live or whatever. It was kind of dumb, but it's just what we did. We were just kids having fun with this cool new iMac. But I was really tied down. I could only film, you know, with this webcam built into the computer. It was the coolest thing, but, like, I wanted to, like, film other things, too. So later, my parents bought me a Sony camera. It was a Handycam. I actually still have it. I don't remember the exact model number, but the medium it used was mini DV tape, or mini digital video tape. So it used tape to store digital information that stored the picture and the soundtrack. It wasn't analog tape like VHS Compact. This was actually digital, just still on tape. And that's when I was introduced to FireWire, which was a game changer. Like, that was real-time capturing technology for video into your computer. That was so cool back when it was first introduced. And, you know, I'm using it here like 10 years later or whatever. I could just plug my camera into my computer and just capture all this video and put it on the screen. So I started going around filming things with this camera and editing them inside of iMovie. And I talked about a little bit of this stuff in the last episode. If you haven't listened to that, go check that out. But some of the earliest stuff I filmed was my band, yeah, you know, middle school band. It was incredible, as you can imagine. That was some of the earliest stuff we recorded. We recorded some skits. You know, we were inspired by Smosh. Smosh was one of the earliest YouTube channels I watched, so my buddies and I would film little skits like Smosh. They sucked.
Hello, are you Mr. Goodies?
What did you call me?
Said, are you Mr. Goodies?
You're that boy that's been dating my daughter.
Yeah.
Come in.
Thank you.
But at least I could take this camera places and go out and film stuff now and bring it back to my computer and edit that stuff in iMovie. That's where I got my start. It all started with iMovie. So, you know, I like to do things raw on the show here. So I'm actually going to load up my YouTube Creator Studio, or the YouTube Studio, and I'm going to go back to my old uploads. This stuff is not public anymore. But yeah, a lot of the earliest stuff I edited in iMovie and put on YouTube was this band I had. So let's see. Let's just play like a little bit of this here. Oh my gosh. Just music. I mean, whatever. It was okay for a bunch of young kids who didn't even write stuff, by the way. We improvised mostly everything we played. Like, there was no sheet music or anything here. We just got together, turned on this little Sony DV camera, recorded something, and I would just plug it into my iMac with FireWire, cut it up in iMovie, add these colorful effects for, like, no reason. And that was that. Like, that's what I did. That was some of the earliest stuff I did editing in iMovie on that Intel 2006 iMac. That's where I got my start. And then eventually I moved on to Final Cut Express, but it all started in iMovie. So, fun fact. In a lot of Crazy Ken episodes on Tech Talk and on Tech Misadventures, the two shows that I do, in the background you'll see a white iMac. Not in every episode, but in a lot of episodes, especially recently. That white iMac is actually the same iMac that I started video editing on. It still completely works. It is fully operational. I've actually used it for a few experiments too. I think one of the more recent Tech Misadventures episodes I used it in was the one I did with Brainiac Brent, where we installed macOS 10 onto an Apple TV. We used that white iMac to do some of the procedure. That's the same computer. It sits in the background mostly for decoration, but it's still a fully functional iMac, and that is the computer I started editing on. That's where it all began. So I think it's kind of cool to put it in the background and have that be like an homage or homage to my early days of video editing. So that's where that all started. I'm just kind of randomly scrolling through here and seeing some of the earliest stuff I uploaded. Lots of Computer Showdown episodes. That's an episode, a podcast episode in and of itself. That was an early quote unquote cartoon series that I did, but it actually got thousands of views. And for a 13-year-old YouTuber in 2007, like, getting thousands of views, like, well, I mean, they have thousands of views now. I don't know how much they had back then, but, like, getting 1,000 views even, that was like, holy cow, this is so cool. And those were, like, probably the first tech-related videos I uploaded. In fact, chronologically, Computer Showdown 1.0 was the first video to fall under the tech category. So I guess you could say that was the first tech-related video I put on my YouTube channel. And if you want to marathon that old stuff, I actually strung it all together into a video file. You could probably get to it through the Computer Clan Classics playlist on my channel. It's unlisted, so you can't search it. You have to go through our channel and watch it, but I'll probably throw a link to that video in the show notes if I remember to. But yeah, that was the first tech video I uploaded to the Computer Clan YouTube channel. It wasn't called the Computer Clan back then. That name came a little bit later, but you get the idea. But yeah, all that stuff was done in iMovie. In fact, I'm scrolling through the list here, and it looks like pretty much all of this was done in iMovie up until probably, yeah, this stuff's starting to look more Final Cut Express-y. Probably like, yeah, early 2008. So I used iMovie probably for like 6 months, and then I jumped into Final Cut Express, which was like iMovie on steroids, right? That was Apple's like prosumer software. And I needed that just for more flexibility because iMovie really only had one track of video, but in Final Cut Express, you had multiple tracks for video, multiple tracks for audio, so you can mix text effects and titles and other things together in multiple layers. It's like stacking them on top of each other, having more tracks gives you that flexibility. So I eventually moved on to that and started making hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more videos for YouTube with Final Cut Express. But we can maybe talk about that some other time. But yeah, that's how it all started with iMovie. And now, this is normally the part of the show where I would address questions and comments from the audience. But because I'm recording this stuff at the beginning, I actually don't have anything in my inbox. But in future episodes, I will be reading your comments and questions live. Well, not live. Live to tape on the show. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. So if you have any questions for me or any comments, Feel free to at me on Twitter or send me a DM on Twitter. It's at The Computer Clan. That's usually the best place to get a hold of me. Or you can go to our website and just click on the contact information. It's on there. That's usually the best place to get a hold of me. So I would love to read your questions and address them on future episodes of No Cameras Allowed. We're just getting started. This is going to be a lot of fun. I can just already tell. I'm so excited that people have been asking me to do this show. Well, just any kind of podcast in general. I'm excited to be doing this right now. So also, if you want to help support the podcast and the YouTube channel, plus get some awesome perks in return, you can check me out on Patreon. It's patreon.com/crazyken. Crazy with a K, by the way. I don't have all the show note formats like in my head now. I don't know how I'm going to be formatting this, but I think I'll usually have some links in the show notes if you just want to click on stuff and get to it. Or you can click the Patreon button on our YouTube channel. But yes, if you just look up Crazy Ken, Crazy with a K, on Patreon, you'll find it. You can get some awesome perks, and you can support the YouTube channel and the podcast through that. Thank you very much for your support. And if you don't want to do that right now, that's totally cool. Just you watching and listening means so much to me already. And if you'd like to also help out without having to spend a dime, go ahead and give us a share on social media. Talk about us with your friends. You know, hey, you know, at a cocktail party, talking about important business. Hey, I heard about this Computer Clan thing. Okay, maybe don't be that stupid. But you know what I mean. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm excited. So much more cool stuff to come. We are just getting started. Thanks for sticking with me. Catch the crazy and pass it on.